Did color exist before color TV? Is love a disease? All of these questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast, the Paranormal Podcast. I'm going to be your host for today, Rory Spooky Powers, joined by my co-host,
Kit Ghoulish Greer.
That's right. We are back again on a Tuesday, bringing you the very latest paranormal tales coming straight into your ears. Now, if you haven't listened to this podcast before, essentially every week we investigate a brand new paranormal case. And at the end, we will come to the conclusion, as professional paranormal investigators, as to whether or not it is gospel.
That's right. By the way, this week we are discussing the gospels.
Well, actually, you're not far off.
Am I?
Because we are going to be discussing a devil.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Just where are you going with this, Rory?
Well, specifically, Jersey.
Oh.
But forget that for now. Let's go back in time, all the way to 1935.
Okay.
There's a woman named Jane Leeds, nicknamed Mother Leeds. Guess why she's nicknamed Mother Leeds.
Let's see, does she keep a lot of Leeds about the house? Does she keep a lot
Wrong.
Of electronics?
Okay. No,
Do they live in Leeds?
I'd just like to say 1735, so take that in consideration.
Okay.
Not a lot of Leeds
do
at
they,
the time.
Do they manufacture Leeds?
No, again, Leeds aren't really a thing.
Is it a weird pronunciation of lead?
I'm going to point you towards the mother part, of the name.
Is she my mother?
She had 12 babies.
Really?
Exactly.
That was the standard, though, back in the Dizay.
Well, she's a simple woman living a simple life in a place named Pine Barrens.
Okay.
Which is in New Jersey. Mother Leeds was not a wealthy woman.
Oh.
Her husband was a bit of an alcoholic. And on top of this, as I said, she's got 12 little goddamn mouths to feed.
It's like someone was like, you know how to make the family successful? You've got to have lots of children. The children grow up.
Right.
And they make lots of money for they become doctors, lawyers. They make lots of money for the family.
That was
she
the
has
idea.
Them. She's like, all right, get to work. It's like, no, they can't work for like 18 years. Yeah. What?
Huh? No one told me I had to feed the little bastards.
I thought
she thought it was just going to pop out a doctor.
I thought I popped them out and then they like crowd surf me all the way to the goddamn bank.
Exactly. Well, it's the exact opposite. She's got to feed them all.
Jesus
She's got
to
take care of them all. She's a busy woman.
That's it.
So things are a struggle, naturally. All right. She's working her butt off to provide for these little shits.
Goddamn right.
And then she makes a discovery.
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant again.
Oh, give over.
The 13th little bastard is on his way.
You know, lucky 13, though. This kid's going to be the one that turns it all around.
Right, because the rest of them, there were no doctors.
No.
There were no lawyers.
Feed me, mama. You're 30! You're 30!
A lot of them are actually thieves and homeless people.
I know. Can you imagine the disappointment? You know, broke-ass family or whatever. And then, you know, your son calls you one night and he's like,
I just wanted to call you, Mom, because, you know, I never think I really told you how much I appreciated you caring for me when I was younger.
Yeah, well, it's really nice to hear you say that, actually.
Looking after me.
Yeah,
and,
it was hard. It was really, really hard.
I appreciate that. And I need you to care for me again, Mama.
Oh.
I need bail. Mama? Mama?
Okay, call up your brother instead.
Jacob, I need bail. Where are you? Prison? Me too.
He turns around, his 11 other brothers, howdy!
They're all calling, just like, line's busy, I wonder why.
Back of the line, you, shut up! They all look
shut
exactly
up,
the same.
Prison officer, this is just sad at this point, you guys can leave, we don't need the money.
So, she finds out after all of this, she's pregnant again.
Okay.
She's gonna have a 13th baby. In pure exhaustion and frustration, she allegedly raised her hands and cried out, "Let this one be a devil!"
Really?
Which is not what you want to cry out. When you're struggling with 12 normal little kids, why would you want the 13th one to be the devil?
Yeah, I don't think that would add to things. I don't think that would be positive. I don't think that would be a good move.
Absolutely not. Unless he's like
the ringleader of the little bastards.
Yeah.
And he kind of like puts them in line.
Or a handsome devil. I mean, he might get a modeling contract or something.
Right.
Baby modeling contract.
Start selling Marco Lombardi.
That's what I'm saying.
Door to door. He turns out to be the poorest of them all. At least the others stole something. You bought 2,100 bottles of Marco Lombardi. This liquid we can't even sell to the dead.
Can you imagine the delivery room? Well, it's a beautiful baby boy. Would you like to hold him, ma'am? Oh, my goodness. If he isn't the most beautiful boy I've ever seen in my life, I'll call him
Lombardi.
What?
Lucifer Lombardi.
Oh, Christ. I feel like there's hospital rules against this.
Well, a few months later... 9 to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Leeds goes into labor.
Okay. Normal. Yeah,
she's used to this by now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a walk in the park. Boom, spread the legs.
She's got like a loyalty card.
Yeah.
Stamp it out. This one's free, Mrs. Leeds.
But all of a sudden, on the night the event took place, the clouds began to gather and a storm started to stir outside.
Simba's dad came poked out from the clouds and was like,
Mrs. Lee, you're gonna kill that f***ing baby.
What?
You're birthing the devil.
Oh, God. I mean, if Simba's dad tells you to do something.
Wait, who is that? What's that guy's name? The voice actor.
Mufasa?
James Earl Jones.
Okay.
I feel like if James Earl Jones forms in the clouds and tells you to do anything, you do it.
It's true.
Like, you know, if you're like a bit nervous to fly and you're like, I don't know, something like, it just doesn't feel right today. And then James Earl Jones appears and just goes,
Rory, don't get on the plane.
Like, you were not. I mean, I guess if it was anyone, you probably wouldn't get on the plane.
I thought he was going to be.
Like, it could have been the air hostess. I probably wouldn't get on the plane.
I thought you were going to be like,
Rory. Take a Xanax. It really takes the edge off, man.
As the clouds gather, a storm is brewing. Mother Leeds starts to remember the curse that she regrettably put on the child.
Yeah.
Curses aren't, we know this, curses aren't real. People tried to curse me.
We have poo-pooed them on the podcast before. Roy has been cursed by one of our listeners, which was rude, to be honest.
And look at me, I'm doing great.
Your teeth are falling out.
Yeah, but not as many as they used to be.
No, that doesn't make any sense. That's only because you had a bunch of dentures put in there and those
grills
have still fallen out too.
Right, yeah. I have a grill, which is just one tooth. Not grills, plural. I have a grill, one buck tooth, absolutely pimped out. It's all I could afford.
Just look like a cartoon chipmunk.
So everything's going to be fine. This one's going to be fine,
yes,
too.
Yes, it's true, it's true.
Curses, schmurses, as the old saying goes.
If I can do it, you know, 12 times, I can do it a 13th
time. A 13th time, exactly. So the local midwives help with the birth, and before long, a beautiful baby popped out of Mother Leeds.
Baby Lombardi.
The 13th child was a happy and healthy, normal baby. So
nothing,
we're fine.
Nothing paranormal.
Totally fine. But then...
Oh, what?
Something started to change. The baby started crying.
Really?
And all of a sudden...
That's normal. That's not weird.
...began to grow at an alarming rate.
Well, over the course of a few years, sure.
Sure, yeah. Then devilish horns burst out from the top of its head like
puberty.
A goat.
Puberty.
The baby's hands formed horrible hooves, and dark bat-like wings burst out of its back.
At what point do you think she would... Because you know when bad stuff starts happening, you sort of play it down your head. Hey, this could be, you know, this could be, this is natural. The midwives are probably trying to calm her down. You know, it's like, he's growing quickly, but you know, he's ahead of the curve. He's ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
The first horn sticks out.
Like, all right, a little unusual.
Okay, no, that's, no, that doesn't seem right. No, that definitely doesn't seem right. At what point do you think she's like, she's just... flips. The curse is real!
They're like panning this baby as it's growing like the size of the house.
At what point as a midwife do you start having to pan a baby?
Yeah. At what point does midwife become executioner? what's that crossover?
At what point does midwife become like exorcist?
The monster then leapt forward and killed one of the midwives.
Oh, here we go.
Ripping her apart. And in some tellings of the story, this little demon also killed Mother Leeds.
Really?
And the father. And its siblings.
There seems like a lot of wiggle room in this story. What do you mean we don't know whether Mother Leeds was killed? Who told this? The midwife's dead. Mother Leeds is dead. Who's telling this story?
This is all from the perspective of the Jersey Devil.
Oh, okay.
Did I mention he had a six pack? He actually made out with a couple of the midwives before he left.
And they weren't old midwives either. They were hot young midwives.
Then those who survived the attack watched as the beast took flight and fled up the chimney, disappearing into the night. Yeah, what an ordeal. Childbirth already is
they say it's the most painful thing you can go through. And that's
right.
Without your baby...
Being the devil,
killing you and your midwife.
That's pretty bad. I mean, you always say like, you know, oh, this is a day, you know, you never forget. Your life changes when you give birth.
Yeah. You're not the center of your world anymore.
Right, exactly. You got a new priority, which is now to hunt and kill the beast you cursed upon the world. At least that's what my dad said when I was born. He was like, you know, you think you know what you're doing in life, and then you give birth to that kid, and all of a sudden you think, wow, I gotta stop him.
You're like, Dad,
I up big time.
I'm right here. This hurts to hear. I'm doing really well in school. I don't know where this is coming from. And honestly, you've never said shit until now.
I mean, it's mean enough if I overheard this, but you've written this in my birthday card. I really didn't need this.
Surrounded by loving family members. Dad is holding a crucifix.
Instead of like...
Back ye!
Instead of like putting a $10 bill or something, you know, inside the birthday card. It's just a bill. This is how much I paid for you to grow up.
You owe me. A lot.
And the price is just time. Yeah, the time. Like, I can't pay you this.
The price is the best years of my life.
And you, when you look up to see if he was joking, he just takes a really slow swig of beer.
An invoice for the best years of my life from your dad.
That's so funny. And sad. Oh, okay, back to the beast.
Okay.
All right. Now, as we clearly established, there's a few different versions of this origin story.
Yes, sir.
Some say there was an attempt to exorcise the creature from the Pine Barrens.
Of course.
Others say the creature stomped around, killing children. Others say that Mother Leeds was actually a witch, and she f***ed the devil. And
oh
gave
my
birth,
god, that's so
gave
rude.
Birth to this little demon.
These were very sexist times, even more sexist than today, believe it or not, people.
Yeah.
So, you know, is there some slanderous stuff going on there?
There absolutely is. I mean, there's a lot to this story that we probably won't get into, which was rivalries between family groups, religions at the time merging, and ideologies not complementing each other. So there were like vicious rumors being spread.
There's like rivalry with your neighbors whenever, you know, your neighbor has a better bread recipe than you do, and there's a kind of a rivalry of who's the best bread.
Oh,
and
his
then
barn's
there's
bigger than my
and
barn.
Then there's, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. And then there's telling everyone that your neighbor fucked a devil and now they gave birth to a mini devil that kills other babies.
Right. Especially at a time where that is probably a believable thing.
Yeah.
These are not smart people we're dealing with here.
Right. Well, certainly less educated than today.
It was rumored that 1 in 3 women banged the devil in this era. It was a bad time. So throughout the 18th and 19th century, the Jersey Devil was spotted in the dark shadows of the Pine Barrens region. At night, frightened residents would claim that they could hear horrific wails echoing from the forest. But again, this is a time where it's folklore. These stories get passed around. We don't have photographs.
No Netflix. Nothing else to do. You know, they need entertainment. They're telling these stories around the campfire trying to scare each other.
Exactly. So I think maybe at this time, the legends
are just being, you know, exaggerated a little bit here for dramatic effect.
We need some sightings.
Exactly.
This is where you're just like, and that concludes the evidence. Thoughts?
Yeah, I should have mentioned we're going to have to really drag out the conclusion section.
Because this story is 100% hearsay.
But now we're going to jump forward in time to a time where this type of technology did exist.
Oh.
Wait, when were cameras invented?
Will we both guess and then we'll look it up?
All right.
I guess 1880.
I'm guessing...
I'm so stupid.
1812. The first partially successful photograph. Didn't even do it right. Unbelievable. Do you think it was like a selfie?
That dick pic.
What did I say?
1812.
Oh my god, 1816.
Really?
I was so close.
You were very close. I'm very stupid. God damn it, Dale.
So, yes, we are definitely in a time when cameras were invented.
Okay.
Because...
But not widespread.
It's the year of 1909.
Okay.
So cameras are pretty...
So the Motorola Razr was probably, like, popular at that point.
Flipping around there somewhere. And it's January 16th. Brace yourself, because we're going to get a lot of evidence all at once.
You beat me over the head with a folder.
This is when the Jersey Devil made his most infamous appearances.
Hmm.
All right? Early in the week, the police started getting reports of strange tracks appearing in the snow.
Okay, okay.
Tracks that not even local hunters recognized. Now, these footprints didn't just travel along the ground. They went over fences, over people, like through people's back gardens, and even on the roofs of houses.
Okay, so this print, this better be like a kitty cat paw or else something weird is going on.
I don't think they're kitty cat paws. Because I think they're beast paws.
The hunters couldn't work it out, right?
Right. They know kitty cat paws, I think. So. I'd like
to
hope.
They hunt kitty cats.
So people start to get worried, all right? Especially in larger cities like Camden and Philadelphia. Not Camden, London, obviously. There's
the
a lot of British...
Kind.
Yeah. Even if whatever this thing is isn't paranormal, it could still be a threat to civilians. It could be like a...
It's true.
...wildebeest or some sort of other wild animal.
It's very true.
Again, early 1900s, so like people just die. People die all the time. Yeah. Bears just come in and rip your face off.
It's true. Average life expectancy was somewhere around 7
right.
to 8. You were considered a grown elderly man by 6, honestly.
So like in many of our other stories,
uh-huh.
Hunting squads start forming in the streets.
Oh, Jesus. I wonder how many of our stories that involve vigilante hunting squads, like how many times does it end well?
I don't think we've had one end well.
No, I don't think so. Let's see if it's today.
So they stuck high-powered rifles in the hands of every man, woman, and child.
Okay.
Could still be today.
It's true.
The death toll? 312. Anything to bring this beast to its knees. But when they reached the woods, the bloodhounds that they brought with them refused to follow the scent.
Hmm. That's
these little pups are even scared of whatever this thing is.
Scared or smart, okay?
Mm, that's true, yeah.
They saw those tracks and they were like, nope.
Nope.
Look at the size of those claws. Nope.
I'm scared that all you guys have guns, frankly. This is a bad
thing. You
guys
seem very stressed. I think we should all sleep on it. I'm a puppy, so I shouldn't be out here.
This is the dog barking to the redneck, and he's like, I understand, Rex. Here's your own little gun. He's like, this is not what I wanted.
Yeah.
He like tucks it in his collar, so when he barks, it fires.
I understand, Rex. Rex says he's down the whale. Everyone in the whale.
So what do you do when a creature called a bloodhound, a hounder of blood,
mm-hmm.
is too afraid to track a scent? Well, everyone was so afraid at this point that it went as far as the schools closing down.
Really?
And some businesses were forced to close when workers refused to leave their homes to go to their jobs.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
This is some serious stuff. Now,
this is not that long ago.
It's really
not. In the scheme of people being scared of the devil.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I guess at this point, it could still just be a wild animal.
Yes, that's very true.
Because also around the time, there was a lot of wildlife being killed.
Mm.
Like, you know, cows,
Yeah.
Being ripped apart. Chickens, they're gone. You know, you don't want to get caught up in that when he runs out of chickens. But I do know what you're thinking, all right? This whole thing seems like an overreaction.
It does a little bit. Go to school, kids. We haven't really seen much.
Go to work, James.
Seen footprints. That's it.
We need bread on the table. Go to work, James.
This is both parents just like playing video games in the living room. Go to work, James.
We need loot boxes. Get out of here.
I need the Hayabusa Halo 3 skin. Get the fuck back to school.
Basically, everyone's worked up over a legend. Then one night, in a nearby town, civilians were walking down the street, minding their own business, when they hear a screech in the darkness.
Uh-oh. I'll do my best screech.
Okay. Oh, that was amazing. They look up into the night.
You look over, I've got red eyes.
You're growing very quickly. Your ID falls out of your wallet. State of New Jersey.
You know any hot midwives?
So they're standing there minding their own business. When they hear the screech, they look up in the sky, but they can't see anything. Until all of a sudden, a giant winged creature swoops down and began attacking people on the streets.
Okay, in absolute
fear, the people cried out and alerted nearby police officers.
Okay.
Who reportedly took out their guns and fired wildly at the beast. Boom, boom!
Jewel wielding.
Morpheus style, he had mini Uzis strapped inside of his jacket with a katana to match.
Sunglasses on, couldn't see shit because it was night.
He lobbed his katana into the night sky. It hit an eagle who was endangered as hell. The least patriotic thing you could do.
Eagle with a Japanese sword.
Just imagine in this Morpheus cop spinning around. On the first rotation, it's Uzi bullets. And then in the same sweep, the katana's out, throws it into the night sky, screaming, "Welcome to the real world." And it just spears an eagle, keeps going, tears through an American flag, and then like hits a vet in the chest.
And the vet falls face first into an apple pie.
By the time the vet hits the floor, the officer's already handing over his badge and gun. It's been 30 seconds, and he's been dishonorably discharged.
Yeah, I don't see this going well.
Oh, God. I'm so lost now.
Vigilante squad. Police.
Yes, bam! Bam, bam, bam! They're shooting at this thing into the night sky. But neither of the police officers managed to bring it down. Mm. After this, reported sightings of the Jersey Devil skyrocketed to the point where local newspapers had to issue warnings. Citizens may be attacked.
Jesus.
It's one of these things, you know, where this is basically a week where the Jersey Devil wandered into town and terrorized the place.
Okay.
Sightings were popping up everywhere. A few days later, the monster reappeared, attacking a late night meeting of a social club before flying out into the darkness of the sky.
And so what does it look like? We just know it flies.
It's got a couple different descriptions. I'll get a picture up for you. I forgot to print one out and put it in my notes. But like as you'll see, it's kinda weird. It's like a bit like a horse.
It's a pigeon.
But a dragon.
Uh-huh.
So I guess do not laugh.
Right.
Because this is probably like a police sketching that the witness has described of being attacked by the beast.
Of course.
But this is kind of the vibe we're working with here.
Okay. What we have here is the body of a antelope or a horse.
Yeah.
The neck of a giraffe. The neck is about the size of...
I guess. More llama.
Yeah. Because the neck's about as long as the body. The head is like a goat. Giant bat wings. Huge bat wings. And then what kind of tail would you say that is? It's like a long...
Devil tail.
Devil tail. Goat,
a Jersey devil tail, to be specific.
Guys, if you can just imagine in your mind a Jersey devil...
Right, we'll save
really
a lot of time.
Really save all this time, honestly. So I think you might need to go to patreon.com/thisparanormallife and check out the show notes to see all the images
I mean, I think if you were going to make up a paranormal creature, you'd make him cooler than that.
Yeah, he's pretty dumb looking.
Yeah, it kind of...
I mean, if it was big and moved quickly, it would be quite scary if that thing was coming at you.
Oh, cool. Here's a, like, I guess a picture, a screenshot of the beast from a video. There's someone claims they saw him flying around.
That, sir, is a squirrel.
How dare you? Do you see the wings? Look me in the eyes and tell me a squirrel has wings. I bet you believe in evolution.
That is a squirrel with a rock behind it. That's the shittiest proof ever.
That's why I almost didn't show it to you. Wow. It was a goof. Well done. You called me out. But you get the idea.
Okay.
He's like a mishmash of just weird creatures.
Okay.
Kind of a horse, kind of a goat, kind of a bat. He's a little demon.
Yeah.
Essentially.
He's a little demon. What height? What size?
Big.
Big.
I don't know. I don't know how tall he is. What's with all these questions?
I just want to get...
Huh? I can't find any specifics. I'm going to say devilishly tall. All right?
That's a huge cop-out.
You're like, you can't just use devilish to describe every aspect of the story.
Yeah, that's like a lifeline that you just use and you can't use it anymore. I just want you to know that.
Well, one devilish evening...
the Jersey Devil ate a deviled egg.
So riffing off what he looked like, witnesses claimed in certain areas he looked like a large flying kangaroo.
Okay, I can get behind that.
In West Collingswood, it appeared on the roof of a house and was described as an ostrich-like creature. All these kind of long-necked, weird birdie things.
Yeah, that's true.
Firemen showed up and tried to blast it with water.
What?
But it... attacked them and flew because away.
Devils like fire, so we brought water.
During this entire week of sightings, farmers all over town were reporting their animals were being killed and eaten.
Wow.
This thing is basically eating all day and attacking all night.
That's the dream life.
That's my
dream life.
Yeah. Now, during this period, it is rumored that the Philadelphia Zoo posted a $10,000 reward for capturing the creature.
That's a lot of dough back in those days.
Yeah, that's probably like a clean mill at this point.
Probably, right?
Now, this is obviously similar to the vampire beast of Bladenborough, which we covered, where the mayor then wanted people to bring the beast to him for a reward.
Yeah, yeah. So some people of power were getting involved at this point.
But much like the case of the beast of Bladenborough, people brought in a ton of dead animals.
Okay.
And alive animals, actually, including a kangaroo with stuck-on wings.
No!
Which is also quite worrying. Like, where did you get
where
a kangaroo?
Did you get a kangaroo in 1909 in New Jersey?
It's the beast.
I'm just imagining, like, the situation from the Jersey Shore. Just, like, rocking up to a zoo. Yeah, I found that Jersey Devil you were looking for. Yeah, yeah, this is him over here. Animal clearly in a ton of pain. He's like, let's get this 10 grand wrapped up with.
Anyway, yeah, the reward, we're talking about a reward. The door to the kangaroo exhibit has been like lockpicked open. It's on the hinges. Now, not everyone wanted to kill the beast either. At one point, merchants in the nearby towns offered a reward for the capture of the Jersey Devil and promised to build it a little private zoo.
It's funny to think that there's people out there with that kind of like money to burn, but also like, I don't know, maybe not like that much going on. Like, imagine if we today, as a business model, we started like a buzz about some cryptid.
Right.
Would we just start getting offers from millionaires? Just like, I'll buy it. What?
I want it for my house. That is weird, isn't it? To have so much free time going on and money that you're like, I want that.
Yeah, I must have it.
It's so... Because imagine as well, like, it would have to be its own thing. You can't have a zoo with the Jersey Devil in it.
Yeah.
Because he'd go apeshit and just kill everything.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I guess it's like, I mean, that's a thing in, like, Texas, isn't it? There's more tigers in Texas in backyards than in the wild now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Very.
And in Jersey, there's more devils than humans, by the sounds of
just
it.
Just bad people.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah.
Winding down this section, so far we've heard about the history of the Jersey Devil. We've heard some testimonies of his attacks.
Okay.
But there are tons of sites out there that post testimonies from people who have encountered the beast in the present day.
Holy shit. I didn't expect that.
Right, I know, for this thing to be an ongoing case. Now, I read through a lot of them, and there's some pretty crazy stories out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked one that's descriptive, colorful, and true.
Okay.
The Magic Trio. So this entry was called Camping with the Jersey Devil.
No!
You're like, it was going so good.
When my buddy Billy invited me to go camping at the weekend, I just thought it would be like the good old days, just a regular old weekend out.
He said it was just him and his friend JD. I was painfully surprised to find out it was in fact a demon.
JD sounded like such a cool, chill name.
But he was a very unchill, angry man.
Unchill demon.
Who is this guy? It sounds like he's in so, court. Like,
so matter of fact.
Yeah. This is a testimony from Frank T, who's a Jersey resident. Now, obviously, I'm going to do our classic voice for storytelling here.
Okay, please.
In the late 1980s, a couple of my friends and I took a camping trip to the Pine Barrens. I was unaware that we were headed to the home of the Jersey Devil. We were headed out on our bikes and did our share of partying that night.
Dude, the voice doesn't match the partying at all.
I gotta go more redneck with it, I think.
Just a couple lonely cowboys out on the dusty trail. You know, just partying. Wearing whenever we can, to be honest. Taking supplies, you know, leaving no trace.
Right.
But also raging pretty f***ing hard every night.
Just a man, Mother Nature, and a whole lot of crack.
just a man alone with God, nature, and just about 24 tins of Heineken.
And some lewds. All right, I'll go more redneck, I guess.
But the next day, while everyone was asleep, three of us decided to hit the trails a bit earlier than usual. We were about 100 yards away in the woods when my bike stalled out. I looked and found that my friend's bikes had stalled also.
Oh.
This beast just set off an EMP.
That's what I'm wondering.
At first, I thought it had something to do with the terrain, or maybe something to do with the nearby power plants 50 feet away from each other.
Oh, this thing, it's like, what's the legendary Pokemon that hangs out at the power plant? The legendary
Zapdos?
Bird. Zapdos?
Yeah.
It's this devil has found a power plant. That's the last thing you want the Jersey Devil to find.
This is like, you know, Godzilla goes with a nuclear plant,
yep.
Becomes a monster.
Yep.
The Jersey Devil gets like
a goddamn nuclear reactor.
We tried to start up our backs when suddenly from the woods, we heard the most horrible piercing scream. It sounded inhuman, like something being tortured. Once back at camp, they asked us if we'd heard screams earlier. They'd heard them too.
Oh boy.
4 miles away.
Oh boy.
That night, we were headed into the local town because we ran out of booze. We went into a bar and I ordered a drink.
We headed into town because we needed a few supplies. We had run out of lube, booze, crack, pot.
and toilet paper. We went into a bar and I ordered a drink, still in shock from what I'd heard that morning. The bartender asked,
"Hey kid, would you see a ghost or something?"
After I told him the story, he smiled. He said,
"It looks like you met our little friend."
Then he asked us to come out back. He showed us the tin garbage can that was shredded to bits.
What?
It looked like the shreds were made from something with three claws.
Okay.
I've never returned to the Pine Barrens since, and I do not plan on going back.
Interesting.
Now I know what you're thinking. Obviously,
right.
This thing is real, and we gotta go to Jersey to snatch up that 10 grand and start up the Jersey Devil Zoo.
Do you think the ransom is still active?
No.
I don't.
Honestly? Doubtful.
I feel like the cost of like an all-inclusive monster hunting trip to New Jersey might exceed 10 grand. I don't know.
That's why we got Patreon, baby.
That is the bonus tier of Patreon. We need EMP deactivating bombs to catch this bish.
Like, the last thing you want is like a paranormal demon that's also tech savvy.
Oh my god. A goddamn hacktivist demon.
Yeah, exactly.
The Mr. Robot of Nessies.
Like, while he's chowing on your neck, he's fraping you to all end. He's changing your birthday. Your profile picture is a naked penis.
You're not just dead, but you're embarrassed.
Well, if we do want to go hunting, Kit, one group is already ahead of us.
Really?
They go by the name of the Devil Hunters.
Okay, bit on the nose.
And refer to themselves as, quote-unquote, official researchers of the Jersey Devil.
Okay, what do you mean official? There's no... God damn it.
I don't know.
Why am I angry about something I've just learned about? We should be the official hunters.
To be fair, credit where credit is due. These guys collect reports, visit historical sites, go on nocturnal hunts in the Pine Barrens to try and find evidence that it exists, which is more than I've done.
600 hunts in, still no sign.
They just keep bringing in all this technology that's EMP'd immediately. Shit. Now, I will say, I've said he's real a lot.
Yeah, you have. You've been batting for that side.
Now, as we do on this podcast, I'd like to also talk about the other side very briefly.
Okay.
The Pine Barrens, the area where the Jersey Devil is spotted a lot, is creepy as shit.
Okay.
It's foggy. It's wild.
It inspires folklore.
Exactly. It's actually a place that's home to a ton of paranormal beasts.
Okay. Allegedly.
This includes... obviously, you've heard of all these guys.
Okay.
I'm just going to wrap... Because other people haven't heard of them.
Oh.
Because they're less specific. Obviously, we studied them for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually caught two of them.
Yeah.
You can find more about that in the pamphlets for our private zoos. But just to talk about them now.
Honestly, you read off the list. I'll try and guess it as you're saying it.
Okay.
And like, I will be so in sync with this.
It's right. Insane. The first one's a tough one.
Okay.
The ghost.
Wendigo. Okay.
Right.
Right. That's fine. Keep going. What do you mean really the ghost? Just a ghost?
I haven't finished yet.
Shit.
This includes the ghost of the pirate, Captain Kidd, who supposedly buried treasure in the Pine Barrens. And is sometimes seen in the company of the Jersey Devil.
Oh my god, they're mates?
Yeah, because they hang out.
What? Like... At what point is the Jersey Devils like
two shipmates,
two tons of claw and devil weighing down on you, and then it sees that you've got like an earring and you maybe a gold tooth, and it's like, hey, this guy's actually pretty chill. Let's be friends.
Right before he kills you, you mutter parlay, which means you have to speak to the captain before he chows down.
It's devil law.
You just hear like a slow clap from the bushes. As the pirate kid emerges, very well played. JD, deactivate the EMP.
This is the most bizarre like fan fiction mashup of paranormal beasts ever.
Pirate Captain Kid of the Jersey Devil.
JD, deactivate the EMP for Captain Kid.
Well, look, this is going to be the best, like, Avengers-style team, because there's a whole crew of them in these fucking woods. We've also got the ghost of the Black Doctor, which is just as racist as it sounds.
Really? Okay.
It is the benevolent spirit of an African-American doctor who, after being forbidden from practicing medicine due to his race, entered the Pine Barrens to practice medicine in the isolated communities.
That's quite a racist yet cool story.
Yeah, well, it's even cooler because he allegedly, if you're out there and lost, he comes to the aid of injured people
in
the woods.
That's nice. That's a really cool
story. So he's like
story.
A chill ghost,
wow.
I guess.
Chill ghost. We haven't done any chill ghosts. Any
we haven't
chill,
actually.
Paranormal entities.
We've talked about
always...
bro ghosts.
Well, that's true. I think it's about time we brought back bro ghost. Boo, dude.
Boo. You know, we'll chuck bro ghost in here as well. He can join the squad.
Okay, cool.
And then finally, the last member of the team, the Black Dog.
Is that anything to do with the Black Doctor?
He's the ghost of the Black Dog.
Okay.
Who's usually described as harmless.
Really?
It might just be a dog.
It could just be a dog. That's very vague.
Also home is the Green Flog, the Red Sparrow. Oh, and we've got one more, actually. Sorry. Oh. And the White Stag, a
Ooh.
Ghostly white deer said to also rescue travelers in the Barrens from danger. I just think with all, like, there's so much going on in that woods.
Yeah.
Like, if I was in the woods
yeah.
and I freaking tripped over and scratched my elbow, or like worse, let's say I like broke my leg.
Okay. Because scratch your elbow is nothing.
It's actually pretty. I could just get up and I'd be
you
fine.
Really could.
Shattered my legs. I've
yes.
shattered my legs. Right. And I'm sitting there in the fog thinking, how am I getting out of here? Next thing I hear in the distance, the echoes of a sea shanty like coming through the freaking trees. I'm going to kill myself. Like, there's no way that is going to be a positive thing, you know?
The Barrens life for me.
Pirates are rarely a good
no,
encounter.
It's really true.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, you're not going to, like, yell out for help. You're going to, like, cover yourself in lots of leaves.
Exactly, yeah.
To see at least first how bearded they are.
Right.
How many teeth they have. If it's, like, an Orlando Bloom-looking pirate... fine. If it's a Keira Knightley looking pirate, good. You know, call out for help to those guys.
Yeah.
But if it's what I imagine Captain Kidd looks like.
Bad pirate would be a gritty sea shanty about boozing and falling asleep.
Mm.
But then I guess good ghost pirate is like blasting through the forest is the theme song for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
and the Jersey Devil's swinging in on a vine like to come to your rescue.
Doesn't need it. He's got wings.
It's all for show. He loves it.
That's it.
So obviously, I brought a lot of evidence to the table today. We've heard testimonies from people in the real world. We've heard testimonies from people in the olden world. We've talked about all the ghosts that inhabit the forest.
Mm.
The creation of the Jersey Devil.
I appreciate that.
You know, the skepticism surrounding the story as well. All angles. Lots going on here. Kit, what is your feeling?
The Jersey Devil is a bear.
And you think a bear just got onto the roofs of houses and left undistinguishable footprints in the snow?
I feel like that was unconnected. I feel...
What about when the bear, quote-unquote, flew out of the sky.
I think those people were drunk at best. High at worst.
It was actually just a hawk carrying a badger for
which
dinner.
Which does happen, okay, people? Eagles can carry goats and shit. I was thinking more about the one with the guys in the woods.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to let that go. Eagles cannot carry goats. That's insane. Don't get your phone out like you're gonna show me a video of an eagle carrying a goat. You show me a video of an eagle carrying a goat and I admit right now the Jersey Devil's not real.
Fine. I'll take that bet. I don't know what's gonna happen, but...
So we don't know exactly what's gonna happen. I'm seeing an eagle on a cliffside. All right, the eagle's coming down. Jesus! He's grabbing it. He's got his talons in it. He's trying to lift it. Oh my god, it's pretty savage. He's dragging it. Oh my god. Holy shit. He tried to lift it off the cliff.
and he dropped it, and the thing just wiped out.
A solid, like, 200 or 300 feet down a cliff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he killed it, I reckon.
He lifted it for a bit.
That's not enough for me to concede.
You're a coward.
Look, the Jersey Devil didn't fly by and shit a goat onto the street. He swooped down and he attacked people, and it was a very clear, violent thing.
I was thinking about the guys in the party animals in the woods.
Right.
And the, you know, the shopkeep that showed them the bin. That just, to me, reeks of, like, bear scavenging in trash.
Three claws? Bears don't have three claws.
Probably they do.
They got a ton of claws.
Maybe a bear with a couple broken nails.
Bears roar. They don't shriek, for one. They heard blood-curdling shrieks.
Bears come in all shapes and sizes. Some shriek.
I mean, I can't argue with that because it is a true thing, but it's not really relative to what I said.
I guess I just take umbrage with the idea of the Jersey Devil, if he does exist, eating trash.
Hey, no one said he ate the trash. Maybe he just wanted to scare people.
Okay.
Like, oh, nice bar, bro. Hope you like your bin scratched.
I just don't know if there's enough. I mean, I appreciate that a lot of the sightings were pre-iPhone.
This is true.
So there's going to be a limit to the amount of photographic evidence we can bring to the table.
Right.
But I kind of feel like those descriptions, those... Rather, I feel those images of what the Jersey Devil looks like are... I mean, like we described, they are literal mishmash combinations of different animals put into one. It's a kangaroo mixed with a goat, mixed with a bat. It's like, it's totally just like, well, we know he walked on a roof and he had hooves, but he also flies, so he probably has bat wings. But he also has claws because he scratched up the bin. I'm like, I don't feel like anyone's actually seen this thing. They're just describing what it's done.
Yeah, because at the time I was like, it sounds real because you would obviously make up a cooler creature if you were creating a myth around, you know, a mythological beast.
True.
But then also, you're right, what they've kind of done is like probably seen a bunch of creatures. So some dude saw like a bear and is like, he had big claws. And it's like, when I saw him, he had hooves because he saw a horse. You know, it's like... They've mashed together all these ideas of what it looked like. It's like, he had wings when I saw him, and he was eating bread in the pond. So if you had to, I'm a professional here. I can detach myself from the case. It's fine. So I
mean, you're clutching your research notes to your heart as you speak.
Right. I'm just scared you're going to say something you'll regret.
Yeah. This is really the opposite of detaching yourself emotionally from the case.
I don't care what either way, but it will literally break me.
What do you mean I'll regret? Like, what are you going to do something?
Just, I don't know. I have these blackout periods.
Since when?
Like, you know how people sleep? I don't sleep. I just have the blackout periods.
So do you go to bed or?
I black out about 8 hours a night from 12 to 8.
I thought that might be what would be happening. That's fine. I just like...
I straight up time travel.
I stop dialing 999. That's,
he's fine.
That's fine.
He just doesn't know
today.
What sleep is.
I've just got a self-defense knife behind my back.
Oh, what? He's not dangerous. He's just dumb. That's fine. What do you think?
You've brought some interesting shit to the table today.
Thank you.
Thanks, like brother. I say, personally... I think you're a coward and an ass.
All right.
And I just don't know if there's enough meat to these claims. That there's, I just don't see a body of evidence that suggests that this is indeed one creature. And this isn't just lots of disparate claims across a wide region, across a long period of time, displaying basically animalistic behaviors. I think the most paranormal thing about this is that we're trying to, is that if it is one creature, it's paranormal.
Right.
But what if it's not one creature? What if it's a bunch of different creatures? All right. So, you know, I've said what I think, but what do you think as the investigator on this case?
It's not real.
I'll start by saying that.
We're going to lead with that. It's basically what we just talked about.
Yeah.
We wouldn't see a creature that has so many different physical attributes relative to other creatures if it wasn't just a bunch of people seeing other types of creatures and mashing them together.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd need more hard-hitting evidence, more physical evidence, meteor evidence, for me to say that it is in fact true. So until then, it's going to be a no from me.
I think it's a no from me, which makes it a double no.
Yeah. But what a crazy story it is. That's one of the big ones that we haven't actually got around to yet. And there's a couple more of those. We got Men in Black. We got Roswell. We got some big ass investigations.
I see you guys in the mentions. Yep.
Yapping in there. Do this one. Do that one.
You know, and let it be known I'm losing sleep over it. So
exactly.
Shut the f- up.
I'm losing blackout periods over it.
In the mentions. what are you joking? There's a few. We're kind of staving off some of those bigger cases, but we'll get to them.
Exactly. We'll get to them. So if you want to listen to even more episodes and keep in touch with everything that we're doing, you can check us out on the socials. We are at This Paranormal Life on Twitter. And on Facebook, we are at This Paranormal Life, where we also have our Secret Society.
Secret Society.
Where you can join, you can chat with people in the show. It is an Edward Snowden-free zone, so you know your shit ain't getting hacked.
That's what I'm saying.
It is definitely worth checking out. Tell your friends, but keep it on the down low. Don't tell anyone, or I'll kill you. And of course, if you love the show and you want to go that extra mile, we do have the This Paranormal Life Patreon. Where
Patron.
Patroni. Where from as little as $1 a month, you can get
nothing.
I don't know enough
Why
Spanish
didn't you say dos?
To take the piss.
$2.
From $2 a month, you can get some mucho gusto swag.
We're losing Spanish followers by the second.
You can get a lot of cool add-ons, which include bonus episodes every month, which we do actually. We just recorded a bonus episode the other day, and that's going to be coming out soon. You got t-shirts. We got all of the research notes that we have for all the episodes. It's a really great way to get more out of the show and help us give you guys more from the show. And just to give you guys a little taste of what these bonus episodes are like, here's a quick preview right now.
So listen, this story all started when a young man named Noah contacted press claiming to be from the year 2030.
Okay.
He claims to have traveled back in time accidentally. And now that he is here, he wants to tell people about some things that are going to happen in the next 12 years.
How do you travel in time accidentally?
I don't know. Wormhole? We haven't got into the specifics of this case yet, but okay. In the movies, how does it happen? I guess you've... what's the movie with Matt Damon or some shit? Don't they fly through a wormhole? Isn't that the premise of Planet of the Apes? Doesn't he like fall through a black hole?
I'm worried that you can't explain the premise of the movie you're trying to use to explain this much more complex situation. What's that movie?
I'm getting
fucking Lord of the Rings.
In the third degree. 2 minutes into my own goddamn podcast. I thought the beauty of podcasting is you get to say whatever you want, whenever you want.
What is it? Like fucking Sauron went into a wormhole or something and he wanted some jewelry.
I just start telling the same anecdote over again. Well, didn't Aragorn need to travel back in time or something? Like,
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.